不看干净，能过自由的日子。谢谢诸位，谢谢诸位，欢迎您回家。
when the Japanese occupied Chifu in 1937, from an aircraft in the harbor, a plane dropped leaflets in Chinese, explaining that this was a new order in East Asia. And the leaflet said, "Every house must fly a Japanese flag to welcome the Japanese."
都被贴上道条，用日文写着，都被贴上道条，用日文写着，这才是一切都开始的本地化。后来是我们也被贴上标签，战战战战，求将也归日本天皇手管。日本士兵从战争归家，佩戴徽章的时候，幸福。男人上车刚一站，在我们骑上灵魂的路口看着满，腰上的大礼之交。 早在1937年，一架飞机从港口上方发现一个中国的船，这是东亚之旅，并规定每户人家必须携贯一面日本国旗，欢迎军旗到来。We
were not called any aliens, and they wanted our school for military later. I remember so well when the Japanese came and marched the chief of the school away. Perhaps 200 children, teachers, old people, marched away from the concentration camp on Temple Hill. I will never forget that day in 1932. A long, making line of children marching into the unknown. Singing a song of hope from the Bible. God is our refuge and strength. Therefore, we will not be afraid. The Lord our God is with us. And our Chinese friends stood along the road and
watched.
The Japanese shipped us to Weixian. There they had volunteered the first Christian missionary compound, the house of school and a hospital. They turned it into a concentration camp and they called it the Weixian Civilian Assembly Center. They squeezed 1,500 Allied prisoners into this place behind barrier walls with electrified lights and guard towers. Separated from our parents, we found ourselves slammed into a world of gut-wrenching hunger, starved dogs, bayonet drills, prisoner numbers and badges, daily roll calls, dead bugs, flies, and unspeakable sanitation.
Say, yes, my son
is one of the story of Weixian. But that is not the story of Weixian I want to tell you. My story of Weixian is a story of zero, a story of hope, a story of triumph. The story of silence that has shaped my life forever.
She's a
the story of Chinese heroes. Chinese farmers who risked their lives to smuggle food over the wall to prisoners. We called it the black market. And those who brought us food so generously when the war was over. Chinese heroes who helped keep prisoners safe and then hit them safely when the Japanese searched mad before these men. Chinese heroes who smuggled our messages to meetings in Japan, messages hidden in their mud when they entered the camp to empty the earthquake. I hope some of these heroes are here today so that we can thank them again today.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Hey, it's the story of heroes like our missionary teachers who told us, "You will go to school each day." Please remember, most of our children in the teaching schools had no parents in this place. Our teachers kept saying, "Someday you will get out of this place. Someday you will compete with boys and girls who are going to school." Imagine, imagine it. School in the midst of a gun war. No death. No chairs, no classrooms, few books, but yet our teachers kept insisting school will go on. Weixian is the story of hero teachers that would never, never let us give up. The story of heroes like Scotland and Eric Little. again. We children called him Uncle Eddie. A hero who went and worked, taught us the love of God every day. He organized games and races for our children to keep hope in our hearts. Hubbard, world famous for his studies and writing about birds. Hugh Hubbard became the hero of Gracian's countless boys. Under the screens of Gracian, Hubbard took them out on bird-watching walks. He taught them the songs, the colors, the flights, the nests, and the habits of birds. And some of our boys still have bird-watching diaries they kept in the camp. That's the hero like the Salvation Army band. I don't know if Dr. Van Nixon is into the concentration camp, but they did. They kept telling us the message of hope. We will win this war, they said, and when we do, we will be ready to the music of a victory message to welcome our liberators. But who was the liberators? They said it would be China, or America, or Russia, or England. And so they created the victory medley of those four national anthems, all mixed together with dreams of faith. On Tuesday night, right outside the Japanese Commonwealth Office, the Salvation Army practiced the victory medley for the day our liberators would come. Open the human soul. That all these heroes have one freedom, the ability to choose their attitude, even behind barbed wire and barrier walls. Even with Japanese everywhere, they turn life into inner victory. We can see the story of seven heroes who volunteered to risk their lives to liberate the kingdom with a life. And by our prisoners in that camp, walking 1794-5. It was a hot and windy day. I was lying sick with an upset stomach, a group of a fool. Then, my dear, when I fell under the moon of an airplane over the camp, and racing to the window, I watched this airplane sweep lower and slowly lower, and then jump again. It was a giant plane in relation to an American star. And beyond the treetop, the sky was very open, and I gazed in wonder as a giant parachute began drifting slowly to the ground. Gracian went mad.
We can't hear you guys looking so good.
Cure for my diarrhea. I raced to the entry gate and was swept off my feet by the pandemonium. Prisoners ran in circles, pounding the sky with their fists. They cursed, they wept, they hugged, they danced, they cheered themselves forth, and wave after wave of prisoners swept past the guards and up the tears beyond the tent. To no way we found them. Six Americans and the Chinese interpreters standing in their various ways, surrounded by tears of rifles out there, and advancing to the window came a tiny wave of prisoners, intoxicated with joy. Free in the open field, the men hoisted the young American major onto their golden plaque on the shoulders and carried him in triumph to the gates of the camp. Thank you. buckets. They're picking up pieces of parachutes. We follow them around. We sat on their
laps.
Of 7 minutes. I've been following Japanese, risking their lives and risking me and 15 million prisoners who they didn't even know. And I stand here in this place this morning, and I salute those heroes today. Major Stanley Steiger, Jimmy Moore, Jim Hannon, Leon Angela, Peter Porter, Pat Hedecki, Warren Thomas. They call this the war to end all wars. War does not end war. The war was front over. And America has seen and watched in horror as terrorists destroyed the World Trade Tower. Last year, the world watched terrorists in Russia kill hundreds of little children in school. In the Brit and London blast, and the subway and the parents and users in the casualty. We who were concerned here to keep the story to me, the story of our lives, war and hate and violence, never, never opened the way to peace. That's our heroes, friend and hope. My friends of Wakefield, I learn to wait here that goodness and love triumph over evil. Wakefield Shakespeare, I will carry Wakefield in my heart forever. Thank you.